you're about to listen to is a message in a Mason of Assembly. Evil has an aspiring date. Evil has an aspiring date. This too will pass. No matter what this you are passing through, no matter what the difficulty, no matter how excruciating the pain, are you in a hospital bed? Are you going through pains? Have you just lost a loved one? Lost your job? Those emotional turmoils that no one can share. My friend, this message on this tape says, evil has an expiring date. Someday you will look back and you will wonder how you survived. The grace of God will be more than sufficient. I pray that the Lord will minister to you as you listen to this tape.
It is my privilege to welcome, as he goes to the pulpit, the Bishop of Mason Love Assembly, our brother Amici Wachiku.
Praise the Lord. You know, last week we talked a little bit on the reality or the authority of the believer. And tonight, I'd like to share with you on a personal that evil has an expiring date. I know you've heard it before. I know you have heard that message before. I'd like you to put it in bold letter. You see this thing called evil? Check out. It has an expiring date on it. Can somebody say amen to that? Amen. Every trouble has an expiring date to it. Amen. By the grace of God, it is important to remember that every evil, every challenge, there is an expiring date to it. Amen. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you look mad or moment, you don't hear me. Open your eyes, I'll be a car, man. I'm not a baby or not, family. Jerry and Okone, poor man. Oh, no, you can't believe my balloon, but I know. Oh, my kids are my little man. Oh, my little boy, uncle. Oh, the moon goes with that. This is in candle. My little girl, Papa, ni kabo. Hallelujah. He's the bread of life. He's a faithful witness. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah. The Almighty God, El Gibor, El Shaddai, is the Lord of our righteousness. When he opens a door, no man can close it. And when he closes a door, no man can open it. His name is I Am That I Am. Hallelujah. There is an expiring date. I don't know what challenges you are passing through now, but I want you to look at it. You will expire in date, isn't it? It will expire. It will expire. It will expire. You know, the devil was fighting very hard. Let me introduce this, then I share what I want to share, which is by way of question. And I'm sure before 7 o'clock, I'll take my seat. In Mark chapter 4, we'll read this story. The Gospel of Mark chapter 4, we'll read this story. On the same day, verse 35, Mark chapter 4, on the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Please, can you take it again, brother? From verse 35. Luke, Mark chapter 4.
On the same day, when evening had come.
Now, whom but there were Kalakan and Wokwea, no Gambadia,
he said to them,
only one with Jesus, where woman there say,
let us cross over to the other side.
Let's cross over to the other side. Take on, continue.
Now when they had left the multitude,
now listen carefully,
they took him along in the boat as he was.
Now please, who told them to cross over? Were they doing the will of God? Were they obeying his instructions? Were they going at his bidding?
Yes. Yes.
And other little boats were also with him.
Yeah, other little boats, yes.
And a great windstorm arose. And the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling.
Jesus told you to go into school. Jesus Christ gave you that job. The Lord Almighty led you into that home. The Lord gave you that child.
I think it was the mother of St. Augustine who said that a child of 1,000 prayers can never be lost.
God gave you that child. God gave you the grace. God brought you to where you are. And yet the enemy is making you look like you made a mistake. But it was Jesus that said, let us cross over to the other side. And as they were going, he raised a storm, if possible, not only to drown them, but also drown the master of the sea. You know, he couldn't. The devil cannot drown a life wherein Jesus Christ is Lord. Amuna Jesus bears the name and the name. The lion of the tribe of Judah have guaranteed your safety. Greater is who can, no matter how the devil wants to come around, greater is the Christ in you than all the demons out there. You are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to encourage you, it's not a reality. It's not a reality. When you are a child of God, your alliance is obeyed. Amen. You are covered. Let them try. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, please.
And a great windstorm arose.
A great windstorm arose.
And the waves beat into the boat.
You see, it has to be great because what we were pursuing was the will of God. Yes?
So that it was already filling.
So that the boat was filling. They were not confused. They were not acting impetuously. They were not people that were reckless. The master commanded them to get over the other side. And therefore, because the command was from the master, the archetypal enemy, the master of the forces of darkness, had to raise his great army.
Always in opposition to the counsel of God. But he will never succeed.
Yes.
But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow.
Hey, to be honest with you, I cannot be doing what Jesus did now. When the storm is raging like that, yes, I know how it will end. But hey, now, oh God, why now? Hey. I will just be doing like the disciples. But Jesus, knowing whom he was and whom he is, was fast asleep. Hallelujah. Yes?
And they awoke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?
Master, don't you care that we are perishing?
Yes.
Then he arose and rebuked the wind.
Jesus woke up and rebuked the wind.
We are going to get the words here, yes?
And he said to the sea, peace.
He said to the sea,
peace be still.
Peace be still. Storm, earthquake, rent, illness, confusion of mind. I say to you, peace be still.
That is what Jesus said. In whom has an expiring date. Yes, please read on.
And the wind ceased.
The wind ceased.
And there was a great calm.
And there was a great calm.
But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Verse 41.
Yes.
And they feared exceedingly and said to one another,
why are you afraid? Did it help them? The next verse said, they even who did what to their fear?
It increased.
Yes.
They said to one another, who can this be? That even the wind and the sea obey him.
I know we've seen him. Jesus, we have seen Jesus turn water into wine. I hope you remember. The first miracle he did in Cana of Galilee. We know he healed Simon Peter. We know he did that. He did the other one. But wind is blowing. And he came out.
I'm sure they would have been laughing. Look at my cable.
I said, peace be still.
And the whole thing went. Andrews, like it, I mean, John, you say.
I don't understand this.
I mean, they got back and they have been trying. Seasoned fishermen, men who were born in the sea and knew all the contours of the Sea of Galilee and the Tiberias. But Jesus didn't have to row the boat. He just said, peace be still, and will come. I say to you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter what that level it is, peace be still in Jesus' name. Let me quickly hasten to our text. What I read was introduction. The book of Job. Job is a book I love. I love it not because of what some of my friends claim, that there's a relationship between me and Job. But every time if everybody is queuing online to get rice, where they said that people should queue online to get rice, that they're almost certain not to queue at my back. Because others on the other line will be getting their rice free. That when it comes to my home, there must be something inside it. It's not because of that. And I'll tell you why there's always something inside my home, is that God loves me with a special love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Alright, so Job chapter 38. I'd like to be able to draw attention to something there in Job chapter 38. And that's why when Jesus is in your life, if you don't have Christ inside, I don't know what you can be saying, peace be still. Mali igwe Christian abrokwan na mmadu na-eji uka. Ma ona ina ebe catechism. Ma ona awuwe mmiri chukwu. Ma ona ikolopa na amazing love. Ma ona imelu nke ọzọ. Ọbụrụkwanụ church ị na-eje bụ na mmadụ bụ onye nke Christ. Na mmadụ bụ onye nke Christ bụ mgbe a mụrụ ya ọzọ. Site n'ike nke mmụọ nsọ, ị wee nwee ezi mkpebi n'ime onwe gị na taa. Aga m ewere ndụ m, were echiche m, were akparamàgwà m niile tinye n'aka onye nwanyị bụ Jesus Christ. Si ya eze ndị eze. Ka ị bụrụ onye na-achị achị n'ime ndụ m. Ọ bụ na mbụ onye na-eri nkwụ, mpụta ebe a na-eri nkwụ, mbụrụ ụzọ si onye nwere chọọ ka m si onye na-eri nkwụ. Ọ sị na-eri na nkwụ mma na nke a bụ nke ọ na-achọrọ ka m mee. Ọ bụrụ emene nke a, ị nwere ike ịma na-ezu ori, ịma na-eri nkwụ, ma na ịmara onye Jesus bụ. Onye bụ onye nke Christ bụ onye Christ na-achị achị n'ime ndụ ya. When the Lord tells you what to do, what to wear, what to say, what not to do, that is when you know that He is Lord in your life. And if He is not Lord, then you are not born again. Yes, please.
Job 38.
Yes.
From verse.
Can I be on a verse 4?
Where were you?
No. Can you read verse 1? You say you know that you don't ever wear na go na abade. One number can go past Obi. Ego muagwa. What is important about this is for us to remember. We said ego has what? And when I reach a certain point in what I'm reading, I'll take out one verse, raise it up, close in prayer. So that when you go, you will know that God is saying today, peace be still to the enemy. At the point the enemy will go, and the Lord says, enough! And that enough means it is enough. We do not wage war with carnal weapons. Yes, please, carry on.
Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said,
yes!
Who is this who darkens counsel?
God asked him, Mr. I do know. Every situation, Lord, this is what is going on. Lord, I don't know what happened to my school. I don't know what happened to my eye. Look at my child. Look at my this. Every situation, you seem to be full of words. You have an answer. And the Lord is asking him questions. Solomon and Solomoness. Yes?
Who is this who darkens counsel?
Who is this that darkens counsel?
By words without knowledge.
By words without knowledge.
Now prepare yourself like a man. I will question you and you shall answer me.
Yes.
Verse 4. Where were you when I laid the foundation?
Where were you when the Lord laid the foundations?
Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements?
The Lord is asking this person, that is always saying, look at my life, look at the other person, you bless the other person, look at another one, see my life, am I the only Christian? Every day they say you are testing me, Lord, my own test is getting too much. The Lord is asking you these questions. Yes?
Tell me if you have understanding.
Tell me if you have understanding.
Who determined its measurements?
What? Who determined the measurements of the foundations of the earth?
Surely you know.
I don't know.
Or who struck the line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened?
Good.
or who laid its cornerstone.
Yes. Now when the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy, or who shut in the sea with doors, when it burst forth and issued from the womb, when I made the cloud its garment, and thick darkness its swaddling band, when I fixed my limit for it, and set bars and doors, when I said, thus far you come, but no further, and here your proud ways must stop. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's say that particular verse again, verse 10 and 11.
When I fixed my limit for it.
When I fixed my limit for it.
And set bars and doors.
I set bars and doors.
When I said, this far you may come.
I said, this far, my friend, you can go. Let me tell you, evil has an expiring date. The devil has a limitation in what he can do. He cannot operate outside God's prescribed limits. He cannot harm a child of the kingdom. We are covered by the blood of the Lamb. And as long as you remain inside the sheep, the enemy cannot sink you. Hallelujah. Yes, please.
This far you may come.
Thus far, it is enough. That's when the expiring date occurs. We may think that nobody can touch you, nobody can say anything, but the Lord is saying to some of you, I have said to the enemy, enough. Like the proud ways, stop. It's enough. You've messed up my child enough. I said, it's enough. You've spoken enough of your nonsense. Enough. Yes, please.
This far you may come, but no further.
This far you may come, but no further.
And here your proud ways must stop.
Your proud ways must stop. Yes.
Verse 12.
Yes.
Have you commanded the morning since your days began?
The Lord is asking, if you think I don't know what I'm doing, how many times have you commanded the morning and it came up?
And caused the dawn to know its place.
Uh-huh. Verse 16.
Have you entered the springs of the sea?
Oh!
Or have you walked in search of the depths?
Oh!
Have the gates of death been revealed to you?
Do you know where the gates of death are?
Or have you seen the doors of the shadow of death?
Or maybe the shadow of death.
Have you comprehended the breadth of the earth?
Hey!
Tell me if you know all this.
Okay, verse 19.
Where is the way to the dwelling of light?
Where is the dwelling place of light? Mrs. Aituno and Mr. Aituno, yes?
And darkness, where is its place?
Where does darkness stay?
That you may take it to its territory.
So that you can take it to his territory.
That you may know the paths to its home.
Oh yes.
Do you know it because you were born then?
Yes now. You must know it. Now you are born that time now.
Or because the number of your days is great.
You must have been a Methuselah plus. You know all these things now. You are God. You are so wise, you understand everything. So anything happening, you must have explanation. And what you don't have explanation, you must have to complain about. And what you don't seem to understand God is doing, you think that the Almighty also doesn't know what he's doing. You must be the one. You must be God. So because you are God, you have explanation for everything. You must explain and understand all deviations. And anyone that you cannot understand, then must not be right. That's what God was asking Job. And that's what God is asking some of us. Because I'm not walking according to your precepts, you believe I'm not doing right. If God is asking you, what do you know? You must know something. Yes, please.
Verse 22.
Yes.
Have you entered the treasury of snow?
Mba.
Or have you seen the treasury of hail?
Verse 31.
Can you bind the cluster of the Pleiades?
Hey.
Or lose the belt of Orion?
Hey. These are constellations. The Lord is asking a question. Do you understand? If you don't understand, then why are you complaining about your day-to-day life? What do you know? Yes?
Can you bind the cluster of the Pleiades or lose the belt of Orion? Verse 32.
Yes.
Can you bring out Mazaros in its season?
Mm-mm-mm.
Or can you guide the great bear with its cubs?
You can sit down. You can get down to verse 39. Yes.
Can you hunt the prey for the lion?
Can you?
Or satisfy the appetite of the young lions?
The Lord is asking, can you do this? Yes.
When they crouch in their dens.
Oh God.
Or lock in their lairs to lie in wait. Verse 41. Who provides food for the raven?
Uh-huh.
When its young ones cry to God and wander about for lack of food.
The Lord is asking you a question. How many birds in the air have ever come to your window knocking that they are starving? How many? The last time you hunted in Chi or Odu, did you catch it because it was hungry? How many times have you gone to look for Mbada in the place? Or you've thrown your line on the fish
inside the sea, and the sea is crying out, bring that thing, I want to eat it because hunger is killing me, we're having starvation due to bad management of resources in the sea. Anything happening in the sea is our own pollution. How many times is asking, if these things are so, and I take care of my creation, why can't you trust me? Are you not of more value than many sparrows? That's why he said evil has an expiring date. And tonight, God is saying, so what appears to be an intractable situation, verse 10 and 11 again as we conclude.
When I fixed my limits for it,
yes,
and set bars and doors, when I said, this far you may come, but no further, and here your proud waves must stop.
I'd like us to get that repeated again. When I said, this thus far you may come, but no further, and here your proud waves must stop. The Lord said that even the waves of the sea, in all its pride and in all its current, when I say stop, this is where it stops. And I want to say, whatever current you are passing through tonight, the Almighty is saying, peace be still. And he is saying to the proud waves, okay, image you, stop. No more. Stop. And I want to tell you something. God have already said it. He issued that word. I work with it. And I know that for some of you, what you need to say is to the proud waves, the Almighty God said, thus far shall you go, and no more. Because evil is checkmated. There's a time frame, there's a time limit to it. And by the way, the devil is not almighty. The Almighty God is. The devil cannot go beyond the prescription of the Almighty. And Almighty is saying, it's enough. And he told us in the book of Corinthians that he will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we can bear. And for every temptation, God will make a way of escape. I want you not to disappoint God. Don't. 2 days ago, as I was reading my Bible, the Lord took me to Job chapter 1, verse 8. And he said, have you considered my servant Job? I said, where's my problem? What do I have to do with Job? That was your statement to Satan. He said, no, put down your name where you have Job. I said, so? Have you considered my servant an agency and Omaka? So what is going to come to me? I said, no. I want you to know that when I'm proud of you and when I trust my grace in your life, I can take you to places where I may not take others, because I know that my grace will be sufficient for you. Don't disappoint God. I don't want you to fail him. Let us pray. And the Almighty God is saying to the proud ways of the enemy, thus far shall you go, and no more. And brethren, until the evil expires, don't fail God. Stop complaining. Stop grumbling. Allow him to have his way in your life. The devil is not in charge. God is. It's not the devil. The devil doesn't know what. What does the devil know? Does he know what God is asking Job? Nothing. You don't know much. We don't even understand the situation you are grappling with. You think you know. You think you understand. What do you give him? The safest place to be is to be in the heart of God. That's why I'm asking you, if you're here today and you have never given your life to Christ, you have an opportunity tonight to come forward and let me pray with you so that Jesus Christ can be your Lord and Savior. Just step out and say, I want to be sure that Christ is inside my life. It doesn't matter how long you have been worshipping here. It makes no difference to me. What is important is that your name will be written in the Lamb book of life. And so if you are here, if today is the day the message of surrender is really getting through to you, please step forward and surrender your life to Christ right now. But if you say you are a child of God, I want you to know this. Jesus is saying, peace be still. To the very stones that are almost and remember, his word has gone out to the proud waves. Thus far shall you go, and no more. Evil has an expiring date, and Satan has limits placed on him. God is the Almighty.
Please turn to side B of this tape.
Praise the Lord. I have the privilege to welcome our daddy, the Bishop of our Nation Love Assembly, Reverend Amechi Nwachukwu. Let us give the Lord a round of applause. Amen.
The truth about spiritual life is that if you don't understand the issues of life, the devil will be using you for pepper soup, using you to eat his groundnut, you'll be banana. The devil will be using you just as ping pong. Life is far more spiritual than physical. And unless you understand it, unless you understood that, you'll not be able to make adequate progress in life. You'll be making your struggles. You'll be forming your associations, forming your alliances, gathering your groups, Boracoism, and what have you. Nothing will move because things are spiritual. And unless you key in into the spiritual realm, you'll just be wasting your time on earth. As we look into the life of a woman, I'm sure we've looked into her life before, the Gospel of Luke, we'll be able to appreciate a few things I'd like to call attention to in the life of this woman. Apart from the fact that evil has an expiring date. If we find out evil, these two will pass. Hallelujah. There was no attack or danger. No matter how long it's been bad, someday it's going to be alright. Amen. God is in charge of this world. Things are more spiritual than physical. And if you don't get it, if you don't get it, you can't even pray. You always be a frustrated person. You cannot understand issues of life. Your life will just be a mess. In your office, they say the other one. Hey, in your house, your husband didn't do this. Your wife did the other one. Hey, I don't know what is wrong with this one. Hey, I don't understand. My head is breaking away. Hey, I don't know what happened to my hand. I woke up on the wrong side. That is not the issue. Let's look into the life of this woman. We'll outline some, just call your attention to 8 things. And I'll come back and review them in the few minutes we have. We'll try and go. Luke chapter 13. It is a passage of scripture you've read before. Let me quickly get through it before our brother Pastor Vina will continue to help me. Luke chapter 13 from verse 10. He reads, now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. He was teaching. The he was Jesus. Teaching was Jesus. In a synagogue was where they gather on the Sabbath, referred to Saturday. Hallelujah. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years, was bent over, could in no way raise herself up. Verse 12. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to himself and said to her, woman, you are loosed, or you are freed, or you are washed from your infirmity. The bondage is loosened. Verse 13. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Hallelujah. The purpose of God healing you, the purpose of God allowing you to conceive, the purpose of God granting your marriage desires, the purpose of God allowing you to finish school in one piece, the purpose of God touching your husband, the purpose of God touching your wife, your mother, your father, the purpose of God giving you promotion, the purpose of God delivering you is not that you, it's not so that you can come out and begin to make like over yeasted bread. If you see bread, dough, it's in your yeast.
tinye ya isi rie nne o na-eko ọ dịghị enwe limit iti ego dị na bowl eji eme bred o kofe ọ dịghị enwekwu shape a mesị isi ara ka isi agba okpu ịfụra bred yeast dị rie nne ọ na-abụ okosie o dosie ọfụ ifu ya ifu na isi na-adị ka isi samba mana yeast dị ọbụla.
The Lord is not going to do anything, heal you, restore you, promote you, so that you can come out and be behaving like this is samba bread. It is so that we shall glorify him. Our reputation is I'm a self-made man. I'm a self-made woman. In fact, when I was born, everybody died except me. And I happen to have made myself. God is not going to do anything for such a person. Because he swore, my glory I will share with no man. And I'm a jealous God. Whatever God is going to do, it is to the extent that you must glorify him. And the first thing God will do in trying to help you is to inject need and a prayer need. And as you begin to pray, God will move in so that all the glory will go to him. Let me continue to read. That is number one thing I'd like to call your attention. I may not want to stress. Verse 14. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, and he said to the crowd, there are 6 days on which men ought to walk. Therefore, come and be healed on them, and not on the Sabbath day. Verse 15. The Lord then answered him and said, hypocrite, does not each of you on the Sabbath lose his ox or donkey, or untie it from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be untied, be loosened, be washed, be set free from this bond on the Sabbath? Verse 17. When he had said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Amen. I'd like to draw your attention to 7 things that I'll probably spend my time on. There may be 9 of them. All work is done to glorify God. That is the first one. All work is done to glorify God. Everything God does is to glorify him. In other words, anything you are doing, anything you are asking God, if there's any dint, any tincture, any imagination that when God answers that prayer, there's going to be self-glorying, there's going to be an element of ego, most likely thing is that you have already answered your prayer in the negative. God will not do it. He said, my glory I will share with no man. Number 2. This woman was in the church to receive from God. No matter the length of time it took, it did not make her to give up on God. It didn't make her to give up on prayers. Contrary to what the devil does to so many of us today, I'd like to draw your attention to that particular verse. Notice verse 10. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogue on the Sabbath. Now verse 11.
And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years.
Yes.
And was bent over and could in no way raise herself up.
I'd like you to notice that. This woman was in church 18 years. She was there for prayer power. She was there for special service. She was there for deliverance. She was there. But this woman had not given up on church. This woman had not given up on God. This woman had not given up on the minister. This woman had not given up on herself. This woman had not given up on prayer. One of the things you will know whom the devil have targeted and God have allowed him to destroy is that he will make you to be annoyed over your situation. And now he will succeed in making you angry with God, angry with his church, angry with yourself. You cannot pray. I want those who are near you to start crying.
because the die is cast. It will require a mighty hand to deliver you. But for 18 years, this woman was bent over, and the Bible said she could in no way raise herself. She couldn't. But for those 18 years, and that's the second point we are raising here, this woman did not give up on God. She didn't give up on fellowship. She didn't give up on church. She didn't give up on prayer. She didn't give up on the man of God. She was waiting, believing that someday God was going to meet her. Unlike us. Some of us don't even take 18 days. 18 days, 18 hours. 18 hours of ordinary problem or headache. You see, 18 hours did too much, self. And then somebody prays, I will take Panadol extra or whatever. They come out and say they prayed and nothing is working. 18 days is too much. 18 weeks, yeah. If we only not 18 weeks with a problem. Now, okay, I say, nah, I went to pray, the man of God prayed, this person prayed for 18 weeks. I fasted and nothing happened. Then if we only not 18 months. Imagine an unbeliever, God, but she preached fire. 18 months. I have been trying and I've been praying and God have not answered me. I don't know what God is doing. I don't know what I'm going to say. This woman, think about it. 18 years. Let us assume she was 30 something. I want to ask you. Remove 18 from 38. How old is she? Sorry? 20. 18 years. Bent over in this condition. What about her life? What about the thing that the devil uses to oppress this generation? What about marriage? What about children? What about this? 18 years. Who will marry? Magnetic back. When you are doing physics, you want to check iron filings. You get a horseshoe, magnetic back. Bent over. Who is going to marry her? Why are you not going to marry her with your wife? I mean, you don't just talk. So what is her hope? Okay, assuming somebody had married her, that was sufficient ground, according to Mosaic law, to write her a certificate of divorce. So when we are lying in bed, you lie with your husband will be facing where? How? No, just do the mathematics and tell me later. So how would they be going in the car? Are going to be in a boot? Or if they are going on a horse, she will be like a Azuanoka when they are moving. How? This is somebody's daughter. For 18 years, in an utter state of hopelessness. Okay, oh, you're at university. Nobody ever can anyway. How does she learn how to sew? Because the place the sewing machine is where her head is. How does she learn how to knit? If you haven't thought about it, think about it. 18 years. And then she was there. She hadn't given up on God. She didn't give up on church. She didn't give up on prayer. She was found in the church. Let me tell you, when the devil wants to destroy you, he will take you out of God's reach, in quote. Because where you have a protective hedge, he knows he cannot get you. And that's why sometimes I hear people saying, when I say come to Enugu, I said Enugu is not the place. Enugu is not the place. Enugu is the place. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
I told to some people who are from Enugu State, you know, I'm not from Enugu State anyway. I told them, if you allow these people to be talking about your state like this, one of these days God will hear their story on high. When they say Enugu is not the place, stay in your place and say, Enugu is the place in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't allow them to put you down. They come here and God will make them. And here they are still talking Enugu. What? Where do you want to go? Is it not where God is? That's where it is happening. Hallelujah.
So those of you who have stakes in the state, remember that.
And so you find out that she was still there, constantly there, always there, in the house of God, in the church. This woman did not give up on God, did not give up on herself, did not give up on anybody. And that was where God met. I'm not talking about two things I just wanted to draw your attention to. Number three thing I want to draw your attention to. She had her day in court. There was a day that was her day. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, God has a day for you waiting, if you can wait for him. Your day in court shall come. This woman had a day, and look at what the Bible said. Yes, please. Verse 12.
But when Jesus saw her,
oh yes,
he called her to him,
hey,
and said to her,
how ya,
woman, you are loosed from your infirmity.
Her day came. Hallelujah. There's going to be a day. Your day in court is coming. And God had purpose that the enemy, okay, with this raging fire, this one is on. Some days you will not even remember it. You see, I look at some of you here, and I recall some of you. I recall some of you who were single. I recall some of you who are now married. I recall some of you who have finished from the universities. I recall some of you who were in secondary school, and you are now workers. I recall some of you who had other prayers. The day it will come, that day is coming. You will not even remember that there was a day that your problem was the Almighty GCE. Almighty what? GCE. In a jam, in a Nepo, in a GCE, in a Neko. That was all. Today, that is not, it's another thing that has surfaced that is called a problem. But you have forgotten. And the Lord who saw me through the first one will also see me through the next one. And that was the victory of David. He told them, the Lord who saw me through, I fought with bears, I fought with lions. The same God is capable, no matter the name they change. Oh, this one is called Goliath. He's like a bear. The same God will see me through. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is going to be a day. Number four. Evil has an expiring date. I know you've heard it before. Hear it again. Of evil, almost expiring date. Check here, but you'll be doing. Nene, can an expiring date here? Nene, just check the bottle again. Nene, that letter, Nene, expiring date. Hallelujah. Evil has an expiring date. Amen. I'm sure 4 years ago, you'll be believing evil has an expiring date. Right now, he knows practically that evil has an expiring date. Someday, you will look back. You will not remember. Did they say that what happened? You don't remember it again. Because when the expiring date is over, it must be over in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's why it's good to be careful what you say. It's good to be careful what you say now. Because the Bible where we read said, if you fail on the day of adversity, your strength is too small. If you fail on the day of adversity, your strength is too small. Evil has an expiring date. And God is allowing this thing to train you, to train me. I tell you something that some of the brethren here know. The children who were going to school, I knew how they were going. Their water bottle will always come back the same way it went. Because when I clean the water, fill up their water bottle, you can guarantee that nothing will happen to their water bottle. The way I packed it is the way it will come back. Man, any day I happen to find Fanta or Sprite and put in their water bottle, I'm sure from the time you are driving them to school, they are already thirsty. They are drinking. And by the time you are coming, may God help you to recover the water bottle and the cover together. Otherwise, school, you know they never do anything, these students. You know these children never do anything. One school, that's our schoolmates. One school, that open my own and drank it.
Nothing. They never spoil their clothes. They never dirty it. They never lose their shoes. It's wonderful when you raise these children. But you know, I couldn't afford to be giving them either that or biscuits or every time. But evil had an expiring date. And yet it was so necessary that I can look back on those days and I appreciate the goodness of God. You know, God is so faithful and so good that evil has an expiring date. You can afford to depend upon God. There is an expiring date in the name of Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what you are going through. I want you to rely on God. You will not remember this moment. But don't sin against God, because He's passing you through the valley of life. You need it to develop spiritual muscles. Number 5. Enemies of progress did not like what happened to this woman. They didn't like that God was changing her testimony. And I want you to know that there are so many enemies of progress that will not like it when God is beginning to work on your behalf. And you know the tragedy. They are religious people. Verse 14.
But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath.
Yes.
And he said to the crowd,
yes,
there are 6 days on which men ought to walk.
I honestly don't understand these people. There are 6 days that people are supposed to walk. Today is fellowship and worship. And somebody come and he said he's not well. Keep your sickness away and come to the house of God to worship. Jesus said, no, come with your sickness to the house of God, and the God of the worship center will meet you in the name of Jesus Christ. There is healing in the blood of Jesus. The enemies will not like it when God is about to change your testimony. But I don't want you to waste your time on what they will say, because Jesus will answer them for you. Amen. Number 6, I think it is. Number 6, verse 15.
The Lord then answered him and
said, yes.
Hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath lose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it?
Oh, yes. Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus answered. Jesus spoke out. And I said, the Lord will speak out for you. When he restores the captivity, the Lord will speak out for you. He will speak out for me in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 7. The next verse continues.
Verse 16.
Yes.
So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath.
Praise the Lord. I'd like you to notice something. This woman was bound for 18 years by who? Jesus said that what was the problem was demonic. Some of us need to understand, issues are not what you think. It's not an orthopedic matter. It came out symptomatically like an orthopedic issue, but it is demonic. It came out like BP, but it is not. It came out like an eye problem, but that's not what it is. It came out looking like diabetes. Don't start that drug yet until you find out the source. It came out looking like migraine headache, but just wait a moment. Consult the chief physician and let's see what he says. Issues are far more spiritual than physical. And Jesus said that Satan had bound this woman over for 18 years. And Jesus spoke to her to straighten out. Listen, it may look like a gynecological matter, but let me tell you, it may be far more spiritual than you can imagine. There is somebody in covenant had bound this woman's womb that she couldn't bear child anymore. And you need another counter power to the witchcraft spirit to loosen the womb that she can take him. And so God stepped in. And what did God do? God moved in and he said, I will reverse the situation, because even though it appeared as physical, there was a spiritual origin. And when God died to the spiritual origin, the physical must obey in the name of Jesus Christ. If you don't understand issues, if you don't understand, you make it ever an abobo, an abobo, an afia okuma, After saying you come, I get an abubagu. They find out what is wrong. Abubake. Ewe mama ga agana abatini. Eni yeyi physical therapy. Get okay na body. Physiotherapy, right? I'm not trying to have puna. Ani enyele ya kaki we. Obu we na abati. Go for it. But let me tell you, it's more spiritual than physical. Can you say that verse again, please?
The Lord then answered him and said,
the Lord, yes.
Hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath lose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away?
Yes.
So ought not this woman?
Ought not this woman?
Being a daughter of Abraham.
Now listen, she was a daughter of Abraham. That is why there was a covenant need to restore her. If you are not a son of God or a daughter of God, there is no covenant protection. If it's only when you are born again, rooted in Jesus, then Papa and Kigwe will stand out on your behalf and say, this person is my property. You have no right to keep him in this situation. I declare he shall be set free. That's why you need to give your life to Jesus Christ. That's why you don't just play around, you know, but when you go to church and church, but you are not a Christian. It's terrible. That's why you need to be sure that the Holy Ghost is inside you and that you have the confirmation that you are washed in the blood of Jesus. That's why you have to be sure today, I belong to God. Because if what you are dealing with is satanic bondage, nobody but the one who is stronger than the strong man can loosen your powers and your chains to set you free. And that person is Jesus Christ. That's why if you are not sure you are a Christian, the first thing to guarantee in this world, not a gift. Lord, what is my gift? Guarantee that you are a covenant child first. Because if you are a covenant child, the covenant God will defend your rights in the name of Jesus Christ. Please take that those two verses again.
Hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath lose his ox or donkey from the stall?
That's right.
And lead it away to water it. Verse 16. So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it for 18 years.
Think about it for 18 years.
Be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath.
Praise the Lord. Jesus said, this is satanic bondage, and I'm here to loosen this daughter of Zion, this daughter of Abraham, because she belongs to Abraham. She's entered the covenant. She has a right for healing. She has a right to be set free. She has a right to financial freedom. She has a right to deliverance. She has a right to her healing. And I want to suggest to you, whatever is happening, make sure, if you are not sure that you belong to Jesus Christ, the first thing to do is to make sure that you are born again.
You may wish to pray with me right now and give your life to Jesus Christ. Just join me in this simple prayer. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. I am sorry for my frustrations. I'm sorry for my sins. Forgive me, O God. Come into my life. Take control of my being, my situation, my circumstance, my body, my health, my family, my business. Change me, O God. Today I receive you as a Savior and the Lord of my life. Your word is my command. What you ask me to do, I will do. Where you ask me to go, I will go. I will see things from your own perspective. Make me your child in Jesus' name.